Second time in 3 years for the county. What does that mean, first of all?
Well, it means the county's doing something right. The clubs are producing the right level of player. The houses and the homes are producing the right level of player. It means that, you know, the structures are right. Both in the clubs and when they arrive in Owen Bay. You've seen the sort of some of the quality that we have there, but you know, it's great. Like, it just shows that we've got a bit of momentum in that. You know, one minor final isn't enough for, you know, to keep producing for a senior team, and you know, we need to keep the lads coming through.
Following this minor team brings drama. Today is no different. Half time, he's went down a man and then had to dig in and find a result. And where did that performance come from? Because he's totally dominated the second half.
Aye, look, we dominated the second half. We knew going in at half time that there was the issue with Jack. It was jostled as he went into the tunnel.
Carl hadn't played a game since the Ulster League final, and he went in to a situation in the gap, used down a man. That was a huge performance from everybody on board.
Oh, Carl, fair play to Carl. He had some level of maturity to step in. He nailed pretty much every kick out he had. You know, we keep telling him all year, you got to be ready, and they'd say aye, but he's showed today as we can go. You know, it's brilliant.
They were level, won 5-8 points, massive point in the game. We just had to dig in and get something. So what changed, in your opinion?
Look, we upped the ante big time in terms of our level of aggression and the tackle and the turnover. We were angry about the whole Jack situation. We thought we'd been wrong there. And the boys just were really, really talking about just coming out and just we're going to do this for Jack here. And they brought that sort of level of intensity, and maybe it's a real lesson for them that that's what you need to win championship matches at this level and going forward if they want to play senior.
Before that happened, you're bound to have been glad to get to half-time without conceding a goal. You could have conceded three. You could have scored two, of course, but to have a clean sheet at half-time was a bonus, was it?
Yeah, it was a bonus, surely, yeah. We could have scored two ourselves, right. It was a wee bit like the Ulster final, but we probably had underestimated the pace that Byrne had in that wing. But once we put Rowan Campbell on him, to go man-to-man, and that sort of that threat out, quite honest, and I didn't see much of the second half, so it's probably us that got that wrong in the first place. But once he got that sort of pace up, you know, there's no stopping him. Like, he's a serious athlete, really good player. But look, that's the game, 60 minutes, it's not 30 minutes. You've got to take your chances. We should have took ours. Our chances are easier than theirs. So it all evens itself out in the end.
Monaghan again.
For the fourth time, yeah. Look, two teams know each other brilliantly well. We were down and watched it yesterday. We expected them to win. They did win. They have huge support and all the rest. They're a good team, and they've improved all year the same way we have. You know, semi-finals are fun, and both teams have done that. We played them in our very first league match, and now we're going to play them in the last match of the year. So, lucky, quality side, big physical side. As I say, it's a big game for them, their first time in 84 years or whatever. So, they're going to bring the hordes with them, I'm saying.